Planetary Beings with Planetary Hearts by Claire Dakin. The instinct to fit in and feel safe seems stronger, to maintain the status quo, to be as comfortable and insulated as possible, whilst praying like mad that someone else is going to step up and make this whole darn mess go away. Well, I'm going to redefine it in this moment. I'm going to say that our instinctual self is the part of our essence that is woven into the fabric of all nature, our planetary self, the part that's vibrating with the essence of pure aliveness and the intelligence of every living thing, the part that has never been and can never be separate from the planet that lives and breathes us. Within me, it feels like liquid fire. It's the very essence of the word essential. Can you feel it? I feel it so fiercely I can hardly stand it, and I don't think I have a choice but to let it take over and to heck with the consequences. What do I want anyway? To stay in this overly conditioned, fearful version of a woman that shies away from full-throttle living? Or to allow nature to re-educate me from the toes up and from the inside out as to what it means to be truly, throbbingly, responsively, incandescently alive? I choose the latter. Although it feels very much like dying, as what I'm not burns off, and what's more intrinsic and less known takes over. I say yes, and I want all of us to say yes, because what we really are as women is needed. Enough playing disconnected and safe. Yeah, it's allowed us to get where we are, and where we are is crippling life. So very simply, it and we cannot go on like this. There are ways of more consciously calling forth that liquid fire and of drenching ourselves with aliveness that's encoded with evolutionary wisdom. Nature's intelligence has been pulsing through us every second of our lives, but we've been blinded to it, severed from it, misdirected in how we think and where we place our attention and value. What if we collectively call it forth? What if we choose to turn towards the rising tide and not just say yes to it, but give it full permission to take us over and powerfully re-educate us so that we can finally know what we are and what we're for? Planetary beings with planet-sized hearts, capable of a planetary love so complete that we cannot allow for anything other than full ecological restoration to be our legacy. So this is my new definition of a human being. And I, for one, know that this is what I'm becoming. And if I am, then you are too.